Okay, so I have my recorders on. We are recording. My name is Emma Hines. I am here with Lucas Hines. The date is October 4th, 2020, and the time is 5:11 p.m. I am in Fairfield, Ohio, and Lucas is in Cincinnati, Ohio, attending the University of Cincinnati. So, Lucas, I would like to briefly review the informed consent and deed of gift document that you have signed. So this interview is for the COVID-19 Oral History Project, which is associated with the Journal of the Plague Year, a COVID-19 archive. The COVID-19 Oral History Project is a rapid response oral history focused on archiving the lived experience of the COVID-19 epidemic. We have designed this project so that the professional researchers and the broader public can create and upload their oral histories to our open access and open source database. This study will help us collect narratives and understandings about COVID-19, as well as help us better understand the impacts of the pandemic over time. The recordings, demographic information, and the verbatim transcripts will be deposited in the Journal of the Plague Year, a COVID-19 archive, and the Indiana University Library System for the use of researchers and the general public. Do you have any questions about the project that I can answer?
No.
So taking part in this study is voluntary. You may choose not to take part, or you may leave the study at any time. Leaving the study will not result in any penalty or loss of benefits to which you are entitled. Your decision whether or not to participate in this study will not affect your current or future relations with Indiana University, IUPUI, or the IUPUI Arts and Humanities Institute, or the University of Cincinnati through which we are running this project. Participating in this project means that your interviews will be recorded in digital, video, and/or audio format and may be transcribed. The recordings and possibly transcriptions of my interview, copies of any supplementary documents, or additional photos that you wish to share, and the informed consent and deed of gift may be deposited in the Journal of the Plague Year, a COVID-19 archive, and the Indiana University Library System, and will be available to both researchers and the general public. Your name and other means of identification will not be confidential. Do you have any questions about this?
No.
So, in addition to your signed document, would you please offer a verbal confirmation that you understand and agree to these terms?
I understand and agree to these terms.
Can you also speak up very clearly so my transcribing program can transcribe you better, my dear friend?
I understand and agree to these terms.
Thank you. The license that you have agreed to is the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 4.0 International License. Finally, I'm going to ask for a verbal confirmation that you have agreed that your interview will be made available to the public immediately.
Can you say that again?
I want to ask for a verbal confirmation that you have agreed that your interview will be available to the public immediately.
Yes, I agree.
All right, so I'm going to start my interview, Lucas. So I'd just like you to talk about your honest answers to these questions, think about anything that might be relative to them, and, you know, just kind of talk about how you feel. So first, I just want to ask you, what is the date and time at your location?
Give me a second. It's 5:14, Sunday the 4th, October 2020.
So where do you live, and what's it like to live there?
I am at UPA North in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yeah, well, how would you describe living in UPA North right now?
Pretty fine, quiet. Like, most people seem to be doing the right stuff.
Yeah, that's cool. So, what is your name, and what are the primary things that you do every day? Including your job, any extracurriculars, things you do in your free time, etc.
My name is Lucas Hines. What I do daily is just, like, studying, doing homework, watching, attending Zoom or WebEx calls. Just, like, reading.
So, when you first learned about COVID, what were your thoughts about it, you know, and how, since then, have your thoughts changed about COVID?
At first, I didn't really care because it was in the U.S. and, like, it wasn't affecting me in any way at all. And it wasn't really affecting many people at first. Right now, I don't know, like, I don't want to get it, but I don't feel like I'm at a big risk to be in any harm. if I get it.
Do you think that's because
you're... I don't want to get it to give it to any other people.
Do you think that you're not at risk because you're following the COVID procedures, or...
Partially, and I'm also young and probably won't be in any harm if I get it.
Fair.
I have a pretty good immune system.
So building off that question, what issues have most concerned you about the pandemic, and do you feel more or less worried about them now than you did at the beginning?
I mean, for my career, like, I need to be able to volunteer and get out there and meet people, and it's so much more difficult to do that now than it has ever been.
It's a good point. So, in terms of, you know, your family and the people that you live around, what are some of the biggest challenges that you faced during COVID-19, including changes to your living and other things like that? Just your personal biggest challenges.
I don't know, all my classes are online. It's a lot easier to procrastinate than it's ever been before.
Do you feel like you have any other issues other than just online classes?
Not really.
Okay.
Like, I can still go to the dining halls just as easily, like, baby takeout. Don't have any trouble eating or going out at all, like, It'd be more fun to hang out with friends and stuff, but I can't really do that. But other than that, not really anything.
So what have you and your family or you and your friends done for recreational activities during COVID, since you can't really do the normal things that you would do?
I don't know, at home you would swim a lot, go on walks with the dogs, or just around like campus right now, just going and walking around is pretty easy, because especially during the weekends, there's not really anyone here.
How are you keeping in touch with some of your high school friends?
I have a Discord group with like all of them.
Did you guys get together and play video games like you used to before COVID?
Yeah, I mean, before COVID, we'd meet at each other's houses every few months.
Do you still do that, or are you doing it online now?
We're just playing games together. I can't really play a few of them because I don't have a compatible PC, but
Other than that,
still play most of the games.
How are people around you on campus and in your day-to-day life responding to COVID-19?
No one really seems concerned at all about it. Like, as soon as the sun sets on campus, no one wears masks, really. Like, even in the day, there's, like, a big group of people, none of them wear masks. It's only, like, smaller groups of people.
Would you say that people are still having parties and stuff, like the frats?
Oh, yeah.
And are they larger than 10 people?
What?
Would you say they're larger than 10 people, the groups of partiers that you've seen?
Probably. I've seen, like, big groups of people walking down the alleyway by my place.
Yeah. So have you seen people around you change their opinions, their day-to-day activities, or their relationships in response to the pandemic?
I mean, yeah.
In what ways?
I don't know, just not going out as much.
True. Do you feel like right now, has COVID made us any more divisive or people more outspoken about certain things, or do you think it's unaffected?
I think it's probably made people more outspoken. Like, people who are stupid enough that they don't want to wear masks will be stupid and have their own voice and try to be heard.
Fair.
Same on the other side.
So in general, what's it like to be a student living on UC's campus during this pandemic?
I don't know. It's very similar to being at home, except for I have less distractions.
What do you mean by it's similar to being at home?
I mean, like, I go out probably once a day or every other day, but, like, I can't hang out with a ton of people.
I'm busy! So how do you feel that COVID-19 affected your last year in high school? Did you feel like you missed out on anything? And if you did, what kind of things do you feel like you missed out on?
I mean, I missed out on, like, a graduation party. I missed out on, like, hanging out with friends and, like, being a senior. Like, didn't even get to experience the last quarter in high school.
And like, what sort of things do you feel like you're missing in your first year of college? I'm sure you had expectations going in about what college was going to be like, but how has COVID college met those expectations?
I don't know, just met a lot less people. Like, everyone in my LC, I learned to know most of them, or at least the ones that I probably want to know in person anyway.
Yeah.
But I haven't really met many people outside of that, because it's not super possible to.
Do you feel like you've become really close friends with these people that you've met, since they're kind of the only people you can interact with?
No.
Okay. So, in your personal opinion, how do you think municipal leaders and government officials in the community, like in Ohio and Cincinnati and Fairfield, have responded to the outbreak?
I mean, Mike DeWine was on it. Like, Ohio was one of the best states, but, like, still wasn't good enough.
What do you mean it wasn't good enough?
Like, he didn't do anything fast enough. I mean, it was faster than most other states, but, like, Ohio's not doing bad, but, like, other states in Ohio could have just put more restrictions on, like, not being able to go into stores a lot sooner without masks and stuff.
So, in relation to that, how do you think that campus officials have been responding to COVID-19? Do you think it's enough? Do you think the response is working on people?
Oh, God, no.
Do you just want to talk about, like, do you want to talk about what specifically campus officials have done and how you think that's working? Because,
I mean, they're trying, like, a UC guest pass thing for, like, to get into, like, dining halls and stuff like that. So you have to, like, fill out if you've been to campus and, like, if you've had contact with anyone. But, like, it's so easy to lie on that. Like, it's not going to stop anyone if they actually want to go to campus.
And actually, I went to a Starbucks that said that they were using that app on everyone who came in, and they did not make me use it. So, do you think that people are following the directions at all, or if you had to guess, like, what percentage? And then, if not, is there any sort of, like, retribution? Are there any things that campus officials might do to people who aren't following the correct rules?
Probably, like, 50%, maybe. I don't know. They're not doing anything. Like, for UPA, they're, like, writing people up, but, like, honestly, what's that going to do?
What does writing up even mean?
I don't know.
So, do you have any just thoughts on how local, state, or federal leaders, you know, specifically on different party lines, are responding to the crisis differently, including people that you know?
I don't know. Most of my friends are smart enough to not, like, be stupid about anything, but, like, even, like, no matter what party they're aligned with, but, like, I don't know, the different parties are at least being a little bit trying to work together right now, like, even if they don't agree with it.
So, knowing what you know now about COVID and about what helps, what doesn't, what do you think that individuals, communities, or even the government need to do in the future? You know, what things we need to keep in mind going forward?
I don't know. Listen to scientists.
Can you just tell me what that means a little bit? Listen to scientists.
If they tell you to wear a mask as soon as they tell you to.
So, what do you think the future of school looks like, you know, in the next few months and then even in the next year?
God, I don't know. COVID's not going away anytime soon.
Yeah.
They're going to try to open it up, but then it's just going to get bad. Like, Fairfield's opened it up. They're doing, like, what, like 2 days in, three online, something like that. Or, like, every other day, I think. I don't know, something like that. But, like, every so often I'll receive emails that, like, they have COVID outbreaks.
So, speaking of, have you been in touch with anyone in Fairfield? Do you know how they're feeling about, like, public school during this?
No, I'm not in touch with anyone.
Okay. So, final question. Do you have any more general thoughts or things that you would like to say about your experience with COVID-19?
No.
No? Well, thank you so much, Lucas. It has been great talking to you.
Yeah.